our point of view, sometimes he was even a little bit too yielding. But I wouldn't have been too open. I mean, he normally was a man who wanted to have an agreement and very seldom came to help in collision. But sometimes we felt he should have been a little more firm, harder, to improve our situation versus Houston. But after all, he saw the picture better, I guess, than we did. So I think it was pretty successful.
Well, it seems you went to the LOI decision. This means you'd be making less Saturn V's, less launches per year.
That is correct.
And
yeah.
Less business here.
Yeah. Well, of course, that seems one should not be so far open, because we all have to realize if they have not succeeded the old budget, they might all have been out of business.
Mm-hmm.
It was, as I said, we had, we are rather skeptical towards the claims on how much weight would be needed to build those lunar descent and ascent stages. But even with this margin, I mean with the increase, it still, I think, was a good decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
I personally feel it was right. I would say one thing which was surprising, I guess, to all of us, the technical people in this program, was how well everything worked. I mean, even the optimistic people would not have dared to predict such a high rate of successes in our flight tests. If we had before looked at the previous project, they all had in the order of 30, 40, some 50% successes, but not more, of flights. The rest was failure. And we had no failure whatsoever, no complete failure. We had problems, but no single failure.
And how do you explain that?
Well, it was in a way a recognition that we could not afford to approach the somewhat sloppy approach which was used with the military, where the emphasis was on time and so forth, and the failures were unmanned, so we said, okay, if one fails, we told this against time and less money spent. And here we said, everybody is looking at the space program, and psychologically and also financially, those vehicles are so, we could not afford the failure. We said we had to a different philosophy. First of all, if an astronaut would be sitting in the vehicle and he would be killed, it would have an adverse reaction psychologically against the program.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, also the sheer size in terms of money. A lost vehicle means so much that your the trade-off is different. Mm-hmm. It is better to spend more time on reliability improvement and procedures in the course and then try to make it sure.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a tremendous effort towards checking and contrasting, maximum contrasting reliability, and still, I personally would not have expected such a success.
So this is John and I have both a little bit vague about man rating and what that means. And
yeah.
this is would be an example of it in that case.
Yeah, I guess the best to get the story would be Mr. Power if he tells you about his procedures. But certainly, it's not wrong with that. I mean, he is in charge of the
thesis.
Of course, there is the philosophy has to be at the very beginning. Reliability is also designed into a vehicle. It takes both. It takes a very painstaking quality control in the final execution, but it takes also a somewhat conservative design in a way. How do you lay out the control system for it? What probabilities that you could handle an unpleasant wind profile?
Mm-hmm.
As one thing we didn't talk about, that was also, I think, a major contribution from our laboratory, the good definition of the wind field. It was not too well understood, and we made a number of contributions there.
Mm-hmm.
And, first of all, tools, how to measure winds more accurately, and then the significance of those jet stream phenomena, where very high gradients of wind occur, which for airplanes was not really at that time recognized and not important.
Mm-hmm.
This was a strong forcing function for our control design. And we, at first, when we started to establish our control basic parameters, we had a pretty skimpy understanding of what would happen in the atmosphere, what we would encounter, and we had to work on hunches more. We were lucky. Our hunches were pretty good. After, if we look backwards, it was not largely over-designed, but it was just a reasonable margin. So I guess a certain amount of luck is important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me, in Los Angeles, talking to some designers of the JPL engineer, somewhere in the conversation it came up that even sometimes in engines it gets to be kind of a black art. That you,
even
something happens and you make several changes, but you're never really quite sure which one.
Engineering is a mixture of science and art. Mm-hmm. Science at all. If you just wanted to stick to science FEB, I think you are just can ask yourself either simply in this industry, maybe on.
Did you begin to develop a feel certain times that even though maybe you really couldn't prove it out exactly?
Yes, well, it was like it worked for years and years on the same thing about it, and try it again and again, you develop it pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the fun.
Right.
That's part of the reason for the success of the Von Braun team.
Yes,
years.
Yes, yes. It's long gone
over 30 years.
Yeah, I started working in 1940. It was my first job coming from the university to work on the V2 then.
Mm-hmm.
It was called A4.
What stands out of your memories as far as the Saturn program is real highlights?
You mean conceptually or as events?
Well, they're just events.
Mm-hmm. Of course, seeing the first thing going on is sheer physical science.
Saturn 5, you mean?
The
first Saturn?
Saturn
5,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big step from the A4. I mean, technologically, there are still many areas which we have not really touched on. There's the sloshing of components into containers, which was a kind of challenge, even though we had a fairly difficult case, or it was stupid, the previous IRBM, mm-hmm. we lost the way it was due to this, or at least it was, we didn't lose it really, but it was not, didn't work properly.
Mm-hmm.
And we had actually to develop them. Fourier theory, the idea between the predicting the frequencies, the motion of the liquids in the socket. So this was a very interesting thing. There was a Dr. Bauer who worked for me. He is now this Georgia Tech professor.
Mm.
He did a lot of work in this area. We had interesting. However, it's hard to say in such a long time my master is.
10 years or so many events that have occurred. Your secretary didn't warn you that you had another appointment.
Yeah, the other one was not originally.